It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. 10 years ago, photojournalist Nathan Kensinger began riding his bicycle up and down the coastline of New York City, capturing the devastation of Hurricane Sandy. Many of his photos documented the process of what's known as managed retreat in the Staten Island neighborhood of Ocean Breeze, where instead of rebuilding, many homeowners took federally funded buyouts. The plan was to tear down their houses to create wetlands as a way to protect against future storms. A decade later, Kensinger is still documenting these neighborhoods, and his work is now part of an exhibit at the Staten Island Museum marking the storm's 10th anniversary. WNYC's Rosemary Misdary tagged along with Kensinger in Ocean Breeze to the site of one neighborhood that's no longer there.
Hello, okay.
Do you want to go to that house you sit on the corner where you watched them move out?
Sure.
Can you describe, like, what happened? Describe the scenes to somebody who wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at right now is just a big open grassy lawn. You can see the ocean right across the street. And yeah, you wouldn't really know what was here. There's nothing in the neighborhood that really tells you what used to stand here, but this was... There's a beautiful little house standing right on the corner of the neighborhood.
Do you remember what color the house was?
Yeah, it was kind of like an off-yellow. It was like a little two-story house owned by someone named Joe Hernkind. And I watched as he moved out of his house. When I came by, he was taking off like the numbers and really moving out some of the last belongings.
And can you describe how the house looked like?
This would have been like the front lines of the storm surge coming in, so his house was inundated. It didn't get knocked down. I mean, some of the houses in this neighborhood actually got pushed off their foundations and were like left in the middle of the street. His home was still standing, but it just had a ton of flooding that just sat there in his home for a couple days and did a lot of damage. But he had plans to move back into it. You know, he wanted to rebuild and move back in before the idea of the buyout came. And then I also came back when they demolished his home, which was a couple years later. And I actually filmed and photographed the whole process of them tearing the house down. The process of tearing the houses down in these neighborhoods is pretty brutal. They take in like an excavator with a giant claw on it, and the claw comes in and like rips the roof off the house. So with this home, the claw came in, it took a big chunk out of the roof, started ripping out the windows, started ripping out the walls, and dumping them into a dumpster.
When you were watching it get taken apart, what were some of your thoughts and reactions?
I mean, it was emotional for me. I didn't live in these neighborhoods, but it was emotional for me to watch it happen. It's a very emotional process. You know, it's someone's home, you know, all their memories, even if they had moved out, it still contains a lot of their memories, you know, decades of their lives. And it's a very personal thing. I mean, it was people who'd been living in a community and were happy in their community, were then devastated by Hurricane Sandy, and then made this really painful decision to sell their house to the government and move away, knowing that their whole community and their homes would just be torn to the ground and then no one would ever live here again. So they were essentially voluntarily erasing their neighborhood and erasing their own personal histories, in theory, for the safety of other people living further inland. It's a pretty huge sacrifice to ask people to make.
What do you expect you will find at the end of this sort of documenting journey of these all these neighborhoods year after year?
It's been a fascinating process to watch unfold as a journalist, and it's also sad to be here. The description of what would happen here and that these neighborhoods would become this important wetlands buffer against a future storm has not come to pass. What we currently have is, in this neighborhood, a large open grassy field with no real planned future. And so when I look at it, I'm like, okay, there was a great sacrifice made here. People tore down their neighborhoods, but what's the outcome? And it's still not clear, and we're a decade out from Hurricane Sandy. One of the things that's crazy to me is the plan now is the Army Corps of Engineers is gonna build this like 5-mile-long seawall along the whole coast here. And so you have these neighborhoods that already retreated and which are now going to have this massive barrier built right at their edge. And I wonder, if people knew that a seawall was on the way, would they have ever sold their homes in the first place? And what's that going to mean for the neighborhoods where people didn't leave?
For more on WNYC's coverage of Sandy's 10th anniversary and to see some of Nathan Kensinger's photos, go to gothamist.com.